Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began by saying I just felt the Lord wanted to touch us. We need to feel His presence, beloved. I don't know about you, but I long to experience the very presence of God, to feel close to the Lord. There's nothing on this earth that means as much as to be close to the heart of God, to know that in all ways, in every way that you know how, that you're walking pleasing before Him. And touch is important. Touch was a very important part of Jesus' ministry. He reached out and touched the untouchable, the unlovable, the outcast, those who were rejected by society and shunned by society. He placed His hands on those who were leprous. One of the greatest of social outcasts. They were unclean and barred from human society. But Jesus reached out in compassion and love and touched them. Touched them not just on their physical bodies, but touched their entire being, so they were transformed and healed by the very power of God. And God wants to do that today. Yes, I know we walk by faith and not by sight, but we are tripartite beings. We're physical, we're emotional, we're spiritual. And while we respond to God in faith, and it's by our spirit man that we choose to follow the way of the Lord, yet our total being can experience, and God wants us to experience, His healing virtue, His cleansing flood of the precious blood of Jesus to wash us clean from every sin and from every iniquity, to walk in that kind of close fellowship with Him, the same kind of fellowship that Jesus had with the Father. Now, that's not my idea. That's what Jesus was praying in the 17th chapter of John before He went to the cross. Father, that they could be one, even as You and I are one. That's what Jesus said. And I have a fairly strong opinion that Jesus will get the answer to His prayers, because Jesus prayed according to the heart of God, and that's God's heart for us. Oh, beloved, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So Jesus wants to touch us. He wants us to let us know everything is going to be all right. When David was in the desert of Judah, he spoke these words in Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. Let me share them with you. And it might seem that you're in a desert place right now, but God wants you to experience His power and His care for you in a way you never have before. That He is with you in the darkest hours of the midnight hour. He is with you when you feel in the natural you've been abandoned by everyone else. God is with you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. David said this, "O God, You are my God. Earnestly I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My body longs for You in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen You in the sanctuary and beheld Your power and Your glory. Because Your love is better than life, my lips will glorify You. I will praise You as long as I live, and in Your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise You. On my bed I remember You. I think of You through the watches of the night. Because You are my help, I sing in the shadow of Your wings. I stay close to You, and Your right hand upholds me." Oh, beloved, God has so much for you. He has so much for His people. There's such enormous potential in each of our lives that has been untapped up to this moment. But God wants to complete and fulfill the destiny that was in His heart for you when He created you. And He wants to develop you. He wants to see you come forth in the freedom and liberty of His Spirit in a way you've never maybe even envisioned. You are so precious to the Lord. And beloved, that's why we've been on daily radio broadcast for over 50 years. It is a missionary effort, but it's a wonderful thing to know that UCM is part of God's plan in these last days, just as every ministry is designed to fulfill a particular function. Some are specifically prophetic ministries in terms of interpreting and understanding the prophetic fulfillment in the Word of God according to what is happening now in these end times. Others are focused on ministering to the poor. Whatever it is, you see, we're all members of Christ's body called to do a particular work. And the important thing is we have to listen to Him and obey Him. And He leads and He guides and directs us. And beloved, we can reach out to the suffering, to the lost. We can tell them that Jesus cares. And that's the message that I preach. It's simply that Jesus cares. I preach about the love of God. He cares about you, beloved. He cares about your needs. He cares about your home situation, about your wants, about the things you desire to do for Him. So many people yet have not heard of Jesus. And I can't remember the statistics, but I've read that our nation spends more money on dog food and pet food and supplies than on missionary outreaches. But beloved, God's work, not only UCM, but all the ministries that God has raised up and ordained, are able to continue because of the free will offerings of God's people. And that's why your gifts, your prayers are so important. And I just want to take this time. Some don't bother to do that, but I just want you to know how much I appreciate your faithfulness and your prayerful support. And that's what I expressed to the Lord. I said, Lord, sometimes I feel like Paul, like the chiefest of sinners, but I so appreciate His goodness and His faithfulness. And beloved, Thanksgiving should be a part of your daily life. Just think of all the many things God has done for you. God loves you so much, beloved, and He wants you to experience His compassionate touch. I'm just going to stop now and just allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your heart. My beloved, I would touch you by the hand of my anointing this day, and I would encourage your heart with words of comfort and joy. My words shall be light and peace. My words shall be soothing and strengthening. My faithfulness to you shall last forever. I change not as men change. I lie not as men lie. I speak only truth to your heart and joy to your soul. I am the comforter of my people. My words are words of deliverance. My words are filled with light and life. I am the protection of my people in times of trouble and sorrow. Yea, and I am the supplier of all that you need. I shall give you new strength to face the day and new peace in the night. Lo, the entrance of my words gives light to the heart and wisdom to your mind. I love them that love me. Your praises are precious to me, and your faithfulness is as the odor of sweet-smelling perfumes. Your prayers ascend before me, and I would say to you, prepare your heart and prepare your mind for the moving of my presence in a new measure. Prepare to see great and new things. Anticipate and expect them, and I will do these things in your life because of your faith. Beloved, I will honor faith. I will hold nothing back that would be a blessing to you. Only trust and believe. Many have faltered and fainted just at the moment of victory. Therefore, be not weary in well-doing. Be not weary in your faithfulness to me, for I hear the prayers of my people. I say to you that I will honor faithfulness, and I will uphold the weak and give rest to the weary, says the Lord. Yea, my beloved, the joy of the Lord bears no darkness and fear. The light of the Lord gives no place to the powers of darkness. Yea, give no entrance to the doubts of the enemy. I have given you power over all power of the enemy, and I have given you authority to cast off the works of darkness. Yea, set your heart on the things of the Lord, and I will cause you to know a new understanding of my word. Even now, I draw you closer to me. My presence shall overshadow you, and you will know in your innermost being that I love you and am fully aware of your sacrifices for me. I know the battles have been severe, but be comforted, my beloved. Sing to me a new song of praise and bless my name. Trust in me at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before me, for I am your refuge, says the Lord of hosts. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for touching your beloved even now. Lord, in ways that we cannot articulate, sometimes, Lord, what we need deep within our souls and spirits are so, we cannot even verbalize, but you know the things that we stand in need of. And Father, I thank you, God. What you said in your word in Romans 5:5, that hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Lord, you are our provider. In you is infinite wisdom, because you know our needs. In you are infinite riches to meet all of our needs. In you, Lord, is the grace to give us all that we need. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, our hope is inspired by the love of God, and our hope is upheld by faith in God. He's no respecter of persons. And beloved, he wants to do great things in your life as much as for anyone else. Just hold that in your heart. He wants to do great things in your life. He doesn't love anyone else more than he loves you. Praise God. And you can rest on that. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, I love you as well, and I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs, and tomorrow we'll see what the Lord has for us. I invite you to join us at the same time, and if at any point you miss the broadcast, feel free to go to unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. God bless you. I love you. The announcer will give our contact information, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,